from coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar, and today we don't really have much of a focus. Well, actually, we kind of do. I recently went through and I discovered, I remembered, about a tag you can add to YouTube URLs that bring things in high quality, including the audio. You know, I was able to go through back through a lot of songs that I recorded off of YouTube and get better quality versions of them, and I, you know, burned a CD for myself. And as a result, this is kind of focusing around one remixer whose work I really enjoy. You've heard him before. His name is Hyadain. And I believe that's how you pronounce it. I keep wanting to say Hyadain, and I'm pretty sure that's how you're supposed to say it. I think it's Hyadain, but, you know. Anyway, it's Hyadain. You can find his stuff on YouTube and in various other places because he's kind of becoming a big name now, I think. Or at least, you know, I've seen a lot of his stuff in various places. But either way, this is a track that I didn't record up until this point, and I'm not really sure why, because I always really like this bass song. I think because originally when I heard it, I didn't think the remix, there are so many remixes of this theme, that it was really hard for, you know, any particular remix of it to stand out. And this is before I'd really gotten into the whole thing that he was doing with the Mega Man songs. And as a result, I didn't really get very attached to it. But then I found one version that had the lyrics. And in the context of all of the other songs that he's done for all of the Robot Masters and Mega Man, it actually made it a lot better. And I ended up getting kind of fond of it. But anyway, this is very straightforward. Much like Crash Man, Flash Man's song is very straightforward, a love song. And it's directed towards Mega Man, of course. For some of the Robot Masters that Hyadain has done, it's kind of difficult to see exactly who they're talking about. And an interesting theory that I saw that somebody had for it wasn't so much that the Robot Masters were really in love with Mega Man, with the exception of, like, say, Crash and Flash, who mentioned Mega Man by name, but it was more like they had a crush on the Robot Master that they were weak to, and every time when Mega Man comes and uses that weapon that they're weak to, it reminds them of the Robot Master that, you know, they used to love, that kind of thing, which is an interesting idea, and it kind of plays into how each Robot Master's theme has a snippet from the Robot Master that they're weak to, and in this one, you can hear it at the very end. Flash Man is weak to Crash Man, so you can hear Crash Man's theme work into the end of it. And I'm actually playing Mega Man 2 right now, as a matter of fact. But either way, I do like this remix a lot. You can find it on YouTube. There's a translated version out there. It's a pretty funny song, actually. A lot of his songs are very lighthearted, which is kind of why I like them so much. But anyway, this is by remixer known as Hyadain. That's Hyadain. And this is Flash.
Thank you.
That was Flash by Hedain. You can hear Crash actually coming in a little bit in there. And I do believe it's Flash, or just Flash the Flash or something like that. It's something simple along those lines. But either way, I love his remixes. They're so much fun. But actually, this next one is actually kind of serious. And it's interesting to me because, like I mentioned before, I've heard about a million versions of Flashman's theme. And it's because what Flashman's theme, along with Dr. Wily's Castle in Mega Man 2, are two of the most remixed songs from that game. And I can see why, because they're two of the themes that really stand out amidst the other ones, and they're extremely catchy. But, you know, you hear like a million remixes of both those themes, and after a while you really have to have something that's unique to catch your attention, which was why that one had to have the lyrics to really catch my attention. But this is the same case for this song, even though it's from a different game. Heard it's been remixed over and over and over and over and over again. Pretty much anybody ever starts remixing anything remixes this song. And it's not a really surprise. It was a big game for a lot of people. But again, you know, a remix for this song has to be fairly unique for me to pay attention to it. And this version by Hedain, I thought, actually, it really caught my attention. It was just like the lyrics themselves, just the simplicity of it. It was this very just kind of sad, melancholy kind of sound to it that I really liked. But either way, this is by Hedain. This is from Final Fantasy VI, and this is Terra.
There's no memory of my life. I don't even know how to live.
Terra by Hedain from Final Fantasy VI. That's Hyadain. You can find the video for that on YouTube, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great myth.
Double it.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. That's the statement of the
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. Today we're kind of focusing on a remixer known as Hyadain. That's H-Y-A-D-A-I-N. You can find most of his stuff on YouTube or, you know, various other places if you look. He focuses on remixing various old songs from games or anime and giving them his own lyrics, which are usually very clever, which I really like. And this one in particular is one that somehow slipped below my radar. I'm not sure why. I guess because I couldn't really find a good version of it beforehand. But either way, this one is from a very old classic. Well, not very old. If you want to get very old, you go to, like, Dragon Warrior or something like that. No, this one is from a pretty old classic, Chrono Trigger, one of my favorite games. And it had a great soundtrack. Except for when the music when you get the Epoch and actually start flying around is always kind of disappointing to me. I always expected something really grand and, you know, huge, and then it just nothing, never happened. But apparently, the Japanese name for the Epoch was the Silbird. I don't know why. Maybe like a cultural difference didn't get translated over there. Epoch makes sense, you know, it's a time-related word, of course, but Silbird not so much. But either way, Hyadain took it and he made this really cool song to it, and I really wish there was a way to get like a translated version of it, but you can find versions of it with subtitles on YouTube and that kind of thing. But it just goes through each character in the game that you can play with Chrono and Frog and Luca and Marley and Ayla and, you know, Robo and, you know, Magus. You know, all of those characters, they each have a part in the song and each contribute. And it really helps make this song very catchy. And I love the chorus to it. It's really great. Rather, this is by Hyadain. This is from Chrono Trigger, and this is Epoch/Silbird.
The past is the future, and back to the present, still burn, fight to burn.
The past is the future, and back to the present, still burn, fight to burn.
Thank you.
That was Epoch / Silbert from Chrono Trigger, remixed by Hedine. I love just the, even the sound effect at the end is just so great to me. I love that sound. There's so much I love about Chrono Trigger. But to, for a moment, go to something a little bit different. This track is not a remix, but it is from a game that came out fairly recently called Fallout 3. And thought of you might have played it. The interesting about Fallout 3 is that, well, I haven't actually played Fallout 3 myself. I keep meaning to play the original Fallouts and haven't gotten around to it, but either way, it has a kind of a 20s, 50s sort of feel to it, very early kind of retro in a way, and the radio stations in Fallout 3 all play like 30s or 40s music, and it's interesting, it's music that most people wouldn't be exposed to otherwise, but this song is one of the songs that would play on the radio a lot, and my brother was very, very fond of it, and he would always wander around just singing it randomly without any warning. As a result, it always gets stuck in my head, even though I never heard it. And then eventually I went and looked it up, and I found a copy of it. It was, and, you know, recorded it. And this one is actually from, an, I think, an old record player, a very old one. You can kind of hear the date on it. But either way, I really like this song, even though it has some kind of uncomfortably, what's the word I'm looking for? Colonial overtones to it? Or racist. Maybe, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's a little uncomfortable, but the song itself is very catchy, I think. And given that it was, what, like in the 40s, you know, I guess can't expect too much. But either way, this is by, I believe, the Andrews Sisters and Danny Kaye, if I remember right. I didn't actually write that down, but either way, and this is called Civilization.
Morning, a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tells the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree. That civilization is the thing for me to see.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear.
That no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bung you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
Up the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Dolly?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, he's so happy in the jungle, he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train.
The Kringalingo Hula Humble Express.
Although it's smoking on a spot of the two civilized to complain.
I love the law, sorry, minor.
When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
What do they do, Danny?
They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo.
I refuse to go. Don't want no jailhouse.
Shotgun.
Fish hooks.
Golf club.
I got my spear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They have things like the atom bomb.
So I think I'll stay where I am. Civilization.
That was Civilization by the Andrews Sisters and Danny Kaye, I believe. You can hear them playing on Fallout 3 on occasion, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your ribs to the roof of your mouth, pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp and leaves you for dead. Want one, don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous. So loaded.
Chocolates.
Caramel Reese's Peanut
Butter. You don't eat it. You survive it.
All right, down here, it's your mouth. Listen up, let's get some things straight, okay? A, I'm not a bottle opener, all right? B, wait until the pizza cools down. I'm tired of having the roof peel for 3 days. And for Pete's sake, buy me some Cool Mint Listerine. It's proven to kill the germs that can cause gingivitis, which, by the way, 2 out of 3 mouths get before we're 25, so get some, huh? Otherwise, you might find me, your mouth, saying a little something unexpected on your next date, like, "Hi, my name's Mike, and I just love biting my toenails." Capiche?
See your dentist. Use as directed when brushing and flossing aren't enough.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zara, and to get back into remixes, well, this is actually technically not a remix. This is actually a song that's just, you know, based on a game, but it's not actually a remix of a game song. And I played this for you once before, but my version of it wasn't very high quality, and I recently just got a much better quality version. And I really like this song to death. It's got such a great chorus to it. And the video for it is really pretty cool. But this band has a likes to write their own original songs that are about different various video games, typically Mega Man, although, you know, Mega Man is a fertile ground, I suppose. And this song is very apt. It's in Japanese, although you can find a, you know, the translation if you look on YouTube for it. But anyway, it's called No Sleep Until Clear, and it's basically about someone trying to beat Mega Man 1 and failing. And the chorus you'll be able to hear is, "The more it dies," very much like, "I can't do it, it's impossible, no one can do this." Just, I understand very much the feeling behind many people who play the original Mega Man, which is extremely hard. And given that I've never actually beaten Mega Man 2, which is supposed to be like the easiest one, and I got pretty close, I have to say, I can understand where that frustration comes from. But either way, this is by a group called Team Nikokan. That's Nekokan. So this is from Mega Man 1. This is No Sleep Until Clear.
Thank you.
Was No Sleep Until Clear by Tim Nicholcon. Tim. I don't know what that was about. Team Nicholcon. That's N-E-K-O K-A-N, I believe. They've done other songs. They did the very popular I Can't Beat Airman, which is pretty straightforward. Again, it's also an original song that's just about not being able to beat Airman, which is pretty cool. Given that I'm actually playing Mega Man 2 on Airman stage, it's really irritating. I can understand it. Although I did beat Airman, though. That's one thing. But I never did play the first Mega Man, and I understand it was extremely hard, especially compared to, let's say, Mega Man 2. But Mega Man 2 had such good music, though, and that's what I really love about it. By the way, I would like to thank you for listening here, and I would advise you to tune in next week for more of the same, of course, if you are interested, and if you're listening to this, I assume you are. But I'm DJ Zara. This has been Ultra Mega OK here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network. See you next week.
From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.